It is John Billups joining me today. First visit of the new year. And, John, you were just talking about the fact is Bluff Harbor Marina is closed. Notre Dame's been off. There hasn't been any city business. Stir crazy. It's been like all dressed up and no place to go. It's been that's been the situation for. I mean, you know, it is 10 months now.
Yeah, I know. Well, there has been city business. Obviously, we've been out plowing and that type of thing. But yeah, for me it was a weird holiday, weird little break. So, but you know,
you're not ready to retire.
No, I guess not.
You know, I think that's what did somebody say to me once? They said, you never retire from something, you retire to something.
Yeah, I think if you're going to be, if you're going to have a worthwhile life when you do retire, you have to have something to segue into because
right.
Otherwise it's, I'll go stir crazy.
So. I mean, yes, and somebody said, well, you're going to play golf. You know what? You can only play so much golf. Well, you can ride your bike. I can still ride my bike.
Yeah, that's right.
What I'm talking about. Tell me something.
Yeah. So there's a couple hours a day.
You can travel, but you can't travel forever because it's going to cost a fortune.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, there's a lot of things. Anyway, it is back to the normal sort of year. Well, I've as close to normal in a pandemic year as you can be. We've got city business. You are still going to be holding city council meetings by remote. Is
yeah,
that right?
City council meetings are still closed at this point. But you can call in. We stream it. It's also on MediaCom. But the easiest way is to stream it, and there's a number to call in when you have some comments. Now, we did make some changes this year. We're going to try this for a little bit. Instead of having the comments all the way at the end of the meeting by citizens, we felt it might be worthwhile to have those comments up front. That way if they don't want to sit through all the drudgery or some of the work that we have to do, they can get their comments in and we'll listen to them. And obviously when it's not on the agenda, we can't really give you any answers, but we will take that information and that input and then decide if we need to go to a work session and work on those items. So,
hey, we did have a couple of snowstorms over the holiday.
Right.
Did not have a white Christmas. We did have a white New Year, although it was the my favorite kind of snow. That's where the freezing rain comes back on top of the snow,
yeah.
and shoveling becomes if you have a snow thrower, forget it.
Yeah, it's
forget
not gonna
about
work.
It.
Yeah, it's not gonna work. You better have a scraper.
Yeah, so you just get used to it. It basically is like shoveling right. wet. It's wet cement is what
yep.
I call
and,
it.
You know, this time of year, you know, our plows are out working. Obviously, we don't have an unlimited budget. We have to watch that. But the plows are out working. And please remember, folks, that what their main goal is in the initial burst of a snowstorm is to get the lanes of traffic open. They get the lanes of traffic open and the main arterials, and they work to the neighborhoods. And then, after that's done, they will, you know, and obviously they have to take a little rest, but then they will go back out and go curb to curb where they can. So you can help our plow drivers by moving your
right.
car and getting it off the street if you can park it in your driveway, you know, and then, you know, obviously they're trying to do their best not to load up your driveway or load up your sidewalk, but the snow's got to go somewhere. But
yeah. You
just,
know, the last
just have some patience with
the
them.
Last
stay at it.
The last snow being it was a whole lot better. Light snow is
yeah.
always a lot
yeah.
better than we had a little bit of freezing drizzle before that, but light snow is always always easier to deal. And we had a rare stretch in my street where everybody had the car off the street
mm-hmm.
and the plow, you know, it did its normal run through and then came by and went curb to curb, and it was like I can't remember the last time where we didn't have a car that would be, you know, it didn't have
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I used to wait for I'd see Colin Wilson in the plow, and when I'd hear him coming, you know, my wife would say, "What are you doing?" I'm going out to move the car because I, you know, I'd move the car so he could get to the curb, and then when
yeah.
he came back the other way, I moved it the other side. You know, I was thankful that I was around to be able to do that rather than. It would have been easy
yeah.
for me to sit in my cozy couch and then complain about it later, you know.
Anyway, as we look at we look at the city, we look at 2021. We were just talking about when are things going to be back to normal? And you were just saying that your basic best guess is I think we have about the same. And sometime in the late summer.
Yeah, according to the last predictions that I received from the state, by the time we get people with the vaccination, double vaccination, and rolled out, it could be as early as June, or it could be as late as August, September. Just depends on how those things go before enough people will be vaccinated that they would feel it'd be okay to lift all restrictions. Now, those restrictions might get modified as time goes
right.
on. And then, the other thing we have to be very cognizant of is there's still going to be people that are going to be cautious about, and they should be, about going
yeah.
out and reveling, going to the recplex and gathering in the bleachers. There's still going to be somewhat suppressed.
I said New Year's Eve, I really think, if you want to put it into perspective, I think New Year's, Christmas celebration next year, New Year's celebration next year, that will be pretty much back to normal.
Yeah, I think so. I think by Thanksgiving for sure, I would think that families will be able to get together and do what they need to do and
schools,
have the parade and
yeah.
everything else and, downtown. So hopefully, there's a lot of questions out there right now. In fact, I just had a citizen contact me the other day, asking what I knew about it. And let me just first say is the last thing they need is me getting in the way.
Right.
Or any other politician. It's up to the Department of Health, and they are – I know that they are doing the vaccinations for the first responders. There's the tier groups at the hospital, and then they're going to look at the nursing homes, and they're going to go for the people that are most at risk. I've had COVID, so I'm not, when they asked me if I wanted to do the vaccine, I said, let someone else who needs
yeah.
it have it. And so, but it's going to take a while to get to everybody.
Well, it's a two-step process.
Yes, absolutely.
And you have a vaccine, and then you have to wait about a month, and then you have your second mm-hmm. vaccine. And then somewhere around 3 weeks after that, you should be safe, good to go
yeah.
and safe and protected. But that's a two-month process.
Yep.
And that is when you roll that out over the globe, now, yes, all of these, there's a lot of places that are, let's say a lot of other countries that are doing the same thing. But it does take, and the fact is that we've got a vaccine that requires it to be at 84 degrees below zero.
Mm-hmm.
We had a story last week about somebody, for whatever reason, felt doing something nasty and let the whole block of vaccine just sit and warm up,
yeah.
which made it worthless. I don't think that's going to be, we're not going to see a lot of that, but I think the fact is it's going to get better as we go along. It's
right.
going to get faster as we go along.
Our human race has lived through some of these epidemics or pandemics before, and We got to give it time and let the people that know what they're doing work on it, and that's what we're doing right now.
All right, budget process underway. You're going to have you'll have presentations continuing through the city council. When do you actually have to have the budget, signed, sealed, and delivered?
End of February.
And Jim Furno is going to be basically sticking through the budget process.
Yeah, Jim,
is that right?
Jim's under contract. He's not working a lot of hours for us right now. He's under contract to help get us through this budget process. We have a lot of activity going on. We've got our ads out for the city manager. We'll have January 30th will be about the time that the city will be doing their interviews. Hopefully we'll have the finalists by then and the council interview. This year, council is going to take the entire day on a Wednesday to try to work through the budgets as much as we can. We did that because, most of our councils still have jobs, they're working.
Right.
And so we thought if we could all agree on a date, we would all take a personal day and spend some time working on that budget. And so it'll be a little bit different than it did before just because we used to just do it in the evenings. So we'll still have a couple of evening sessions, but we're going to try to knock out a lot of it on the 20th.
All right. So you've got you're searching for a city manager right now. You've got a you have a police chief now. Officially, as a police chief, when does that when does the new police chief?
He's going to start February 1st.
Okay.
So
and that's quite a track record, doesn't he?
Yeah. He real impressive. He's led a large department, and then he went to a smaller town to get. To actually ascend to the police chief position. He was real clear. He was wanting to leave that area just because some of the shenanigans going on in Washington. Has his master's in justice administration. So, we had some great candidates and a fantastic in-house candidate. It was a really tough selection. But
yeah.
That's we decided to go with Chief Denny, and we're looking forward to him getting started.
As far as the budget, as far as your guessing or your projection in terms of where we stand, do you think we're going to see much change in that?
There's been a couple things that saved us. We had the CARES Act funding which helped. Sales tax came back a little quicker than we thought, and same thing with the road use tax. Now, the hotel motel is going to be off, so we'll have to make some adjustments there, but. Nick McGregor, our public works director, laid out a pretty aggressive program of work in the road plan, $128 million of work over the next 5 years, including the Tiger Grant. That's a big chunk to chew, but we think we can get there.
Well, one of the things we were just talking about how things are going to be delayed. It's going to take longer to do the rollout, longer to get back to normal. But when you do get back to normal, there's going to be a pent-up demand, isn't there?
Oh, I think so, yeah. I know our merchants are hoping that that's what's going to happen. There'll be a pent-up
demand.
Well,
typically when you are denied something, yeah. you want that something more than ever. And I think that as you look at it, now you're
Dairy Queen's closed right now. And I'm dying for a blizzard.
Well, sorry, your fiscal year runs July through June, July 1st through June 30th,
yes.
Right?
So, yes, sir.
But again, we're looking at city business. Notre Dame, any changes in the way you see operating at Notre Dame?
Notre Dame is still in classroom and going hard to work. We do have some students that are online when needed, and things are going real well there. We'll start working on God's Portion Day. We'll be out looking, trying to raise up some donations for that soon. It is unclear at this moment whether it's going to be a live event or virtual. If I was a betting man and had wanted me to decide today, it'd be virtual online auction.
Do you have a date scheduled for it?
A date would be March 27th.
Okay.
So at this point in time, we're planning on doing both. But I would say that we're probably going to do an online auction with maybe a couple live virtual events that there would be no attendance, but people could call in and that type of thing.
I don't know if we had. I know bars and restaurants have been particularly hit hard by this thing, obviously. And I'm just wondering about how did they survive? I mean, New Year's and the holidays and New Year's is usually a huge event, but I'm not sure how it happened locally or not.
Yeah, I wasn't here for New Year's. The reports I got back from some of my friends that it was an okay event. The problem is if you're a very busy place, you can't consume a drink or beverage unless you're seated. And so the standing around like you normally do is frowned upon, and they're trying to stay in most bars and restaurants are really doing everything you can. They still have their tables spaced out. Some are serving in limited capacity or limited hours. But, thankfully, the citizens have really supported them on the carryout, and the DoorDash or that type of service seems to work, too, as far as delivery
goes.
Well,
we've seen a huge increase. Zoom has skyrocketed, and DoorDash, some of these companies, and home improvement and garden centers and things like that, they've all come back. They've all come back strong. But I think getting everybody back to normal will be a very, very good thing for everybody.
Yeah, I think so. Some of the good things out of COVID, if there is such a good thing as far as like home improvement, investing in your property and also rediscovering what our area has to offer, hopefully some of that stuff will continue. you know, we did get the gut punch. We didn't really address that of Airbnb closing.
Yeah.
But from the reports from Jeremy Hess at the Chamber, we do have a business that is very close to being there as far as locating the Dresser Ann building. Would be 40 jobs to begin with and up to 80, and then another one looking at the old Raider Precast building is for sure coming. And so, and as I understand it, he's had several conversations already with businesses interested in the workforce in the building at Airbnb.
So well, and I think
we could have a great start to 2021.
So, and I think that, and I think as we've been saying, as the year goes on, as things get better, you're going to have, it's going to be, think about having, what are we looking forward to most? I'm looking for Kinnick Stadium packed to the rafters, 72,000 people for a football game.
It would be fantastic.
Not dealing with all of these cancellations. Having fans there, being able to have a Rose Bowl in the Rose Bowl.
In the Rose Bowl.
I mean, it's like all of these things that we've, and having sports be back and having all the other things. But anyway, I'm going to let you go. But
thank you, sir.
Again, good luck, and let's hope we kick off 2021 with make it be better and better and better. Okay?
Yes, sir.